How's your audio?
Good, man. How's yours?
Sounds good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another George Archery Podcast. Podcast number
24.
24. That's two dozen.
Two dozen.
Plus some bonuses. We've been rolling on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, dude, we have.
This is the weekend review.
Weekend review.
Yep. We're going to review what happened this past weekend. How was your weekend?
It was good, man. I got to spend time with the monkey.
That's always a good thing.
On Sunday and all, yeah, it was a good time.
That's good. Well, everybody knew we talked about what I was doing this past weekend. I was at the GBAA State 3D Championships.
Yeah, you was there Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
I was here Saturday at the store. Yep. It was busy.
As usual.
Yeah.
This busy, time of busy, year, it's supposed to be. If we wasn't, we'd have problems.
That's right.
So the GBAA had a good turnout. The weather was actually real nice.
Was it hot?
It really wasn't. Really? I mean, honestly, you know, Monday was supposed to be like heat advisory, and but Sunday morning, it actually was cooler than it was Saturday morning.
Oh, wow.
It was, and I thought it was going, you know, because it was planning on getting hotter.
Right.
So, but yeah, we was all talking about Sunday morning was nice and cool and comfortable, and we had a good turnout. They ended up with about 42 shooters, so that's actually not some of the best numbers in the world, but it's actually better numbers than that the GBAA has gathered in the last couple of 3D tournaments.
They've well,
had.
That's good.
So that's a good thing.
A little bit of an uptick.
Yep. And there was a few people who showed up and showed out and made podium, and I gave out 14 belt buckles.
14 belt buckles. Any new state records?
I know, because they don't do state records on 3D because of how it's always different.
Gotcha.
So that's the one thing they didn't do. But at the end of the day, but all events champions were named.
Okay. So what is that?
That's they give you points for each one that you shoot. You know, in other words, your qualifying score type points. In other words, if you finish first, you get 7 points. If you finish, you know,
in the 3D, or is that for
everything?
Every GBAA type shoot.
Okay. Yeah.
Or sanctioned.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So yeah, it doesn't have to be. It's not by like your score, because the problem is like you can't compare your indoor to 3D to outdoor. Everybody's got a different end field. You can't compare it.
Right.
So it's done on participation. Like, you get an extra point for more than so many people in the class, and then if you have less than three in your class, then they'll deduct a point because you didn't compete against as many, even though you finished first.
Right.
So you get a bonus point for more people in your class. So when it was said and done, the gentleman who won, Bob Koska, didn't even come to this shoot.
And won.
He had scheduled to come, but something worked out. Work got him. But he shot three shoots, because you have to shoot a minimum of three. He shot three shoots, and that put him real close, but he ended up out on top.
Now, how many – all right, so Ace hosted the state championship.
Yep.
Is there, like, regional qualifiers?
Nope.
Or just nope. Qualifiers?
Nope. They're just – nope. There's no qualifiers. It's all state championships. So they have an indoor, which is the five spot.
Mm-hmm.
They have an outdoor target. Mm-hmm. Which either could be a 900 round, or it could be what we hosted, the international round.
Right.
And then there's a spring turkey 3D shoot and a 3D championship, and then the state field.
Gotcha.
So two 3D shoots, an outdoor target, a field, and then indoor.
So five shoots total.
Yep, five shoots total.
Gotcha.
You have to shoot three of five.
Gotcha.
So, and then at the end of the day, and it's all weighed out, that little boy. That young man that we talk about all the time.
Mr. Caleb Brown.
Caleb Brown made it state champion.
Again.
And all events champion.
Wow.
So he got state champ. I mean, he got shooter of the year for S3DA.
Mm-hmm.
He got the shooter of the year for the ASA.
Mm-hmm.
And he got essentially that's the all events champion, which is shooter of the year for GBAA.
Boy's killed it.
6 state championships this year.
Wow. Way to go, Caleb.
He's done real good this year. But we're all on that, wear out time. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we're all
burnt out.
But so not really burnout, but just less time to play some other games. So 3D's over. They're packing up their 3D targets, going to put them in the shed for a while.
I'm actually looking forward to indoor.
You've been saying that,
hunting. Of course, but I'm actually looking forward to indoor. Yeah.
So GBAA was fun. A bunch of guys. I ended up third.
I saw that.
Considering I picked up my bow. I brought it in here, set it down after ASA, and hadn't picked that bow up since until the day before. And then I did not warm up. So my first target for score was the first arrow I shot. So I didn't think I did too bad. So
no,
I was
don't
happy.
Sound like it.
I was happy with it. That bow is shooting. I ain't gonna lie. It's been doing real well. Anyway, also the first annual Gum Swamp Bow Hunters Shootout. Ended up with 36 shooters for the first time.
I don't remember that one from the weekend preview.
Yeah, it was in there because it's hosted North 40 or whatever down there.
Okay.
So they had their shoot and they had a bunch of door prizes and stuff. So there was a bunch of people and there was a long shot and some other stuff. So it ended up with about 36 archers.
Not bad.
So also the 20th annual BC Grant, which if anybody's listening to this, they would probably somebody that listens to this was there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because it's one of the biggest tournaments of the year always. Mm-hmm. They do a great, phenomenal job. And you've been doing it for 20 years. It says another great shoot. They had 367 people scored shooters.
Wow.
Those are people who turned in a score. Not the fun shooters,
right,
just turned in a score.
Scored shooters.
But the bigger part of that
is this is the one. This is the thing, I ask.
Yep. And so
41 salvations and 92 rededications.
That's on their amazing, that's man. On their webpage.
That is that's awesome.
So that was
and it's an amazing, or I ain't gonna say amazing. It's a great thing. It's an awesome thing that BC Grant does every single year.
Yep.
That's 41 more lives that will wind up in heaven.
Yep.
After they draw their last breath here on Earth.
Most definitely.
Which is
a wonderful thing.
Which is a great thing, man. Yep. Great thing. And then 92 rededications. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So that was good. I mean, and you had asked that question.
I did.
And so I pulled up on the webpage to try to see the results. And the first thing that it said was, we had another phenomenal year. It said 42 salvations and 92 rededications. So that was their first and foremost,
Mm-hmm.
And then they had they had ranges. There was lots of them. The purple, yellow, orange. So I don't know how many targets they had set out.
I'm going to have to go one year.
Yeah, we're just going to have to go.
Just going to have to go.
Yeah. So I haven't been in years, and I really would like to go. So, the Governor's Gun Club held the fundraiser shoot
for Tyler
and
Sunday.
And, Saturday.
Was it Saturday?
Yeah.
I thought it was Sunday.
No, they just regularly had their Vegas shoot on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But this was a 10-target 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Had it outdoors. I think they shot 2 arrows per target, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I remember now.
They raised about $900 for the boys.
Wow.
So that wasn't a bad thing.
Not at all.
And I tell you what, the guy, I never met the guy. I saw a picture. The guy who won the PSE shoot down,
because
it was donated.
Right.
With the bars and the sight and the whole nine yards.
Michael DeLauder donated that bow.
Michael DeLauder donated
way
the bow.
Way to go, Michael.
And
I'll
tell you what.
Pretty awesome.
What's funny is he donated the bow that everybody wanted. It's the green bow.
Right.
The right green.
Right.
So the man's got
the one and only right green.
Yeah, the man's got the prettiest green bow of any the bows that I've seen.
The one and only.
Yep. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to the boys for raising, for y'all raising the $900 for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can go and represent us at the 3D World Championships.
It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
And then Sunday
I didn't see anything on that, but they did have to have their Vegas round, normal Vegas round.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on it either, but I didn't spend a lot of time on social media this past weekend because I was
busy playing with the youngins.
Busy on Saturday here at the store and then ran out of here as soon as I could so I could
get home
to the house.
That's
and
right.
Spend some time with the babies.
Well,
because I don't get to see Monkey but once a week now. Yep. So
I understand. The Pan American Games. Mm-hmm. All eight U.S. team members came home with a medal.
With a medal. I saw that. I did see that. And Casey Koeffel just flat laid it down.
She shot
there.
Really well.
Paige did too.
Paige shot well. They all shot very well. You know, it was either within the team rounds, mixed team rounds. They actually earned a spot for the Olympics for the females.
I saw
so,
that. Yep.
Now we actually have one male and one female spot earned. Now we need to try to earn some more, but mm-hmm.
at least we got
one in each in each category. So we got that earned, and we'll try to get some more. And the IBO World Championships in West Virginia, we had two Georgians.
Two.
They all made in the top five. Kaylee Johnson finished fifth.
Mm-hmm. Good shooting, Kaylee. She's had a and this ain't a stab at her by no stretch of the imagination, because I love her to death. Kaylee's an awesome archer, and she's an awesome person. But I would have to say, probably even by her standards, she's had a mediocre year. She's not.
Well, I'll tell you what happens, right? She's got a day job.
I know. That's what I was fixing to say. Yeah. Now that she's an RN.
It's an adult.
She's adulting.
Yeah.
I don't know how much she gets to practice compared to what she used
that's
to.
Right.
You know, she's a full grown adult now. It's not like it used to be when she was running around as a teenager.
When Big Sexy took her everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I know that she would have wanted to have a better year. Now, I'm not, you know, throwing stones at her by no stretch of the imagination. But
see, like we always talk about on the top guys and girls, you know, I would kill for that year.
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely.
Top five, bunch of times and that kind of thing. But it's just not her norm.
It's not her norm. And I doubt it's anything equipment wise. I would have to probably, you know, imagine that it's just lack of time to practice. I mean, we all know
how that is. Work gets in the way, right?
Yeah, we all know how that is as adults.
Yep.
But either way, proud of her. I mean, I've known Kaylee now for 13 years.
Yeah, more than that for me. But yeah,
I'll never forget one of the 3D shoots that the 8 Point hosted way back then over here off 278.
Yep.
We were shooting in the same class for whatever the reason. I don't remember. I beat her. And I was so happy that I beat her, because even when she was that age, 14, 15, whatever she was.
She was still phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. She was still an amazing archer. And I was so tickled that I had actually beat Kaylee Johnson. Now, I couldn't do that today, but I did it once.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was one other Georgian there.
Yeah, that dude, Jason Wilkins,
crossbow in hand. He finished first.
Dude could retire just off the money that he's won this year between IBO and ASA.
He's doing well.
I hate to know what he's paying in taxes.
Congratulations,
good
Jason.
You're shooting those Black Eagle bolts.
That's right.
I believe it's a Mission Sub 1 crossbow.
And here's the funny, and that's what I was just telling you off air before we started. That was the only two Georgians at the IBM.
The only two Georgians.
Yep. So that tells you we're an ASA state, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is ASA country.
Yep.
But the IBO, I mean, we really should support it more. From my understanding, and I don't know a lot about the IBO just simply because we don't have it here in the Southeast, is a great organization for bow hunters.
Oh, yeah. It's a bow hunters driven organization.
They do more for bow hunters and bow hunting than the ASA, from what I understand. Now, do I know that for 100% fact? No, I don't. So I may be speaking on my own toes here, but from what I understand, from what I've been told.
But it's always been driven by bow hunters.
Right. So maybe we should do a better job of supporting it.
You know, that's what the IBO kill for is not, you're not trying to get a little spot in the lower side that really isn't in the spot that you're always supposed to shoot. You know, it's more of the, and so I don't know.
Like I say, maybe we should do a better job of supporting it. I mean.
Yep. Maybe we should play an IBO tournament or two.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Who knows?
Because, I mean, what is, you and I both know, what's this sport driven on or driven by?
Hunters in the United States. Yep.
And it's a known fact that the numbers are going down.
Everywhere.
We've got to continue to, I mean, the numbers in kids, I believe, is up. somewhat or close to, I mean, because you got the NAS programs.
Yeah, and you got the other programs.
The S3DA programs.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that the S3DA does is transmits or, you know.
It's not just, they don't just teach tournament shooting. Right. They also teach conservation. And,
exactly.
You know,
and we need to continue to do that. Yep. How do we go about it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we know numbers are down.
Yep.
I mean, statistics show that numbers are down. And we've got to figure out a better way. And I'm saying in general.
Oh, yeah.
To get more people into bow hunting, into target archery.
Yep.
And we do that by just spreading knowledge.
That's right.
Programs like the 4-H.
Yep.
We've seen the 4-H help Ace tremendously, you know, through bringing kids in that has never shot, and now they're 6-time state champions.
Yep.
I mean, that's where Caleb Brown started, was with Walton County 4-H.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that's, you know, I call them building blocks, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And every step is a different is a step in the direction that you want to go. And truthfully, hunting is good down across the board.
Yeah.
And a lot of these kids don't hunt. Not that they don't want to hunt, but they don't have the opportunity because their parents didn't hunt.
Right.
And so, like, we had one kid who'd never shot at an animal, rubber or otherwise, and then started shooting. She's a multi-time state champ.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, I think I could go hunting. And
who's
I
was like, Gabrielle?
Yeah. So those type of things, that's the growth.
Right.
You know, that's the spot that, you know, you picked up one more potential, you know, bow hunter.
Right.
And so that's pretty cool in that aspect. So that's what we need to do is, you know, each one teach one.
Yep.
You know,
that's a great phrase for that.
You know, that's how we need to keep doing. And the other side of this is that all of archery need to all get along.
Cool.
This sport is...
That's a rabbit hole. Were you going there?
This sport is too small.
That's a rabbit hole.
But it's too small for all the different organizations not to try to work together.
I agree.
Because essentially, most of us that shoot our bow like to shoot our bow.
Right.
It don't matter if it's a piece of paper, if it's yellow, if it's blue, if it's black. It doesn't matter if it's a rubber animal, if it's in the woods, if it's inside a building.
Right.
But we just want to shoot a bow.
Right.
Well, there's multiple organizations that allow that,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to just pick one.
You can shoot them
you
all.
You should be able to support and
kind of where you're going with that. I mean, is the whole light rule?
I understand,
but I wouldn't shoot that particular.
I understand
format or that particular organization
you're right, because of a rule. I understand that
because I don't see a dot.
I understand
if my dot for me fades away,
but
and I can't shoot a green pin.
But even
I have to shoot
not,
a blue one.
Not just that rule, all right? Because I know that's a rule that sticklers with you. But in general, those officers of that organization should work with officers of another organization to try to organize together.
Right. I agree. 100%.
And we've talked about it with scheduling problems.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's not one's better than the other.
No, they're just different.
They're just different.
And
we all like to shoot our bow.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I have is that some places they don't want to change.
Stuck in their ways.
They don't want change.
Why?
Because they're afraid that if something's changed, it's going to be different. Well, you know what? If different is better,
why not do it?
Why not do it? Mike Terrell has proved a point in one thing he did.
Oh, yeah.
Because you remember when the first known distance, oh, my God, mm-hmm. it's going to kill the sport.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to nothing. There ain't nobody going to show up
right.
because nobody wants to shoot known distance. Well,
known classes are by far the biggest classes.
Exactly.
At the ASA.
So,
and I believe that's something that the IBO needs to look at too. Again, I'm not an IBO shooter, don't live in IBO country. However, It would benefit them.
My biggest thing
Look at how many pros that don't shoot the IBO simply because they don't want to have to go judge.
Well, I'll tell you one that did it. Nathan.
Nathan Brooks.
Nathan Brooks went up there.
And Tim.
Yep.
But both of those guys can judge. All of them can judge.
But you understand what I'm saying is like, all right, so neither here nor there, if that's something they should do, that may be something they should look at. But my only thing for IBO is when they ask, if they asked me the question, if the officers at IBO says, why should we? I said, because I take a rangefinder to the woods.
Exactly.
That's plain and simple. Nobody
took the words right out of my mouth.
Today, everybody takes a rangefinder to the woods with them.
Right.
Because you owe it to the animal to know it's the right distance to shoot the right way. And if you have the opportunity to do that, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Because it's ethically more sound to go, I know the yardage to shoot it versus I'm guessing the yardage. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not part of it. I mean, it's heritage is heritage, right? And we're not telling you to dump the classes.
Just add a class.
Just add one.
Just add the class.
You know?
I'm in 100% agreement.
And then like I said, the organization, because that's what NFAA did with the field round. Now, I'm not happy with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not happy with the changes of the experimental round that they want to do for the field round because they want to experiment with it. And they've taken out some of the fun part, in my opinion, what makes field field.
Right.
Taking out the fans and the walk-ups and the long distance shot and that kind of – when you took out, and they're trying to make it shorter, easier to attract those guys. Because it is known distance, but they're trying to attract those guys to come play the game. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. So I'm not mad that they're trying something.
Not at all.
All right. I'm not mad because they're trying to do something. I may not like it, but they're trying something if it builds participation, so I'm all for it.
Right. Right. You know? That's kind of like this thing that's going on Sunday, and I don't want to get too much into it because that would fall in the weekend preview. But, you know, the Bow Hunters of Georgia group.
Yep.
We've got our Saturday tournament that we usually host.
That's right.
And then on Sunday, hosting the Bow Hunters of Georgia tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what their awards are going to be and the classes for that. I know Emo's pretty much handling that.
Most of that, yep.
Best I know. But that's a great way to get people out.
Yep, different people. That's right.
To continue to grow, to continue to promote, to continue to meet new people.
But that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I tell everybody, you know, like I had a guy who come in. Where did I see him? Oh, at the shoot this weekend, you know. And he had his son with him, and I was like, "Hey, I'm Big John Shelley. Well, we know who you are." I was like, "What do you mean, know who you are? You know, I don't recognize you."
Right.
And I'm like, "But we've seen you before."
Yeah, you're well known.
We've seen you before.
You get on a plane, and people are asking for autographs.
No, I don't look like that. But that's just like I had the homeschool class, and the gentleman come in from a different place, and you know, he's like, "Well, we've seen you before." I was like, "Yeah," I said, "I've recognized you too. It's just cool that we can, you know, you can be a part like." I don't mind if I went over and shot at Pike County.
I'd like to.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the things that because I don't see why there's a problem with supporting everybody.
Exactly.
Because if I can go and support you, I will. Because you're supporting archery, and that's what we're here for.
Right.
And so I think everybody should support everybody.
Absolutely.
And there's time. Everybody ain't going to like everybody.
Unfortunately.
It happens. We can't kumbaya and all get along.
Unfortunately.
Because everybody has opinions, and some of them don't match.
Right.
Right? But we all in this same sport together.
And we, for the most part, all enjoy it and all love it.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, because usually if I enjoyed fishing more, that's what I'd be doing.
But right.
I don't enjoy fishing as much as I
mean, I enjoy fishing, don't get me wrong. But
I enjoy archery more.
I enjoy the archery. I enjoy... you know, my job in it.
Yep.
Going on 3 years and I still don't feel like I worked a day yet.
I understand. But that's like for me, I haven't shot tournaments.
Right.
And I picked up a bow and started shooting some 3D this year, more than I have in the last several years.
Right.
And I got the bug, dude. It bit me. Cause you saw me. I actually picked up my bow and practiced.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, we're going to over here to practice.
I kind of lost mine
you know,
halfway through the summer. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to indoor though.
I understand.
And
but everybody has their own what works for them, what you, because you were on a roll at indoor last year.
Yeah.
And then it was gone.
Yeah.
So you couldn't finish the end of it. So that was you know, so now you're like, I'm ready to hopefully get back to where I was at mm-hmm. earlier in the season so that you can get further along
then
by the end of the season. Yep. I understand that completely. And say I feel that way right now with 3D. 3D is dying out because it's the end of the year.
Yeah, and you're just
I look at it this way, though. I mean, I shot my first ASA in 9 years.
Yeah.
And I proved I could shoot up. I didn't put 2 days together, but I did put one good day together.
Well, yeah, I'm with you.
And then I went and shot some ASA qualifiers and luckily ended up on the top for most of those. And then went to the state thinking I actually have an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to podium. And I did.
I was tickled with my one ASA.
Oh, yeah. You got a little check for the first time in like ever in a day.
Yeah, I mean, it's the second ASA since 2009 that I've shot.
That's right.
I actually got a little bit of a check.
That happens. So, I mean, yeah. I caught the bug on that. And so I almost looking forward
to next year.
I'm talking next year as a whole. Like, I want to play indoor and I want to play, you know, I feel that I might have to. That's what I told my wife. I said, I may have to travel more because I'm enjoying it, you know.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to enjoy archery and talk about archery and tell everybody about archery. And speaking of all those bow hunters, if you haven't got your bow out from underneath the bed or out of your closet, you need to pull that sucker out. You need to take it to the doctor, whichever closest doctor, your favorite bow doctor, and let them check it out, give it a checkup. If you're looking at some new toys that you've been seeing that you want to try a new sight or try a new release or try a new something, go on by the toy store and check one out and get it going, because it's time. And like we've always said, you owe it to the animal.
Right.
To make Absolutely. That ethical shot and to practice. So, anybody who hadn't got their bow out.
And I know there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, feel like, man, I can pull it out the day before and practice and I'll be good.
It's not the same. It's just, I know. And some of those.
Personally, I can't agree with it or whatnot. And I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
No. But some of those guys, you know, pie plate is good enough. And.
See, I can't do that.
Equipment is better than it's ever been.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt.
When I got kids who shoot in the first, come up here, never shot a bow before, and within 30 minutes to an hour, they're hitting the middle at 20 yards,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking the 80-centimeter target, so we're talking about 8 centimeters, which is, you know, smaller than, yeah, I mean, you're, what is it?
The inch fourth, and a half yeah. or so?
If they're hitting that spot, that's the spot that everybody should hit,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm still one of those guys that would tell the average Joe, if you have a 2-inch group at 20 yards, a 3-inch group at 30 yards, at 50 yards, a 5-inch group, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at you for that or thinking that you're but the guy who goes, as long as I'm staying inside the blue,
I'm good. And that's why we have such a need for tracking dogs. Lack of knowledge, knowing where to shoot an animal.
Quartering
shot, away, shot, you know, placement. Shot placement.
That's right.
Equipment, knowing your equipment's going to do.
You know, not.
There's so many guys that'll, you know, buyers at Walmart screw on a fixed blade head and
shoot them in the butt,
don't understand why, and then they blame the equipment.
That's
and
right.
Then they quit, or, I mean,
you remind me of this guy, the other, and we've had guys that, when I was a few years ago, a guy came to me. He goes, I don't know what's wrong with this bow. I said, what do you mean? I don't know what's wrong with this bow. He brings it in. We shoot the arrows through it, clean, bullet hole, whatever. He said, well, those ain't the arrows I've been shooting. I said, well, what arrows you been shooting? And he pulls out the Walmart specials, and one's an inch longer, one's an inch shorter, one's got 4-inch fletchings, some's got whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, let me show you why that didn't work. And so I took and shot all 6 different arrows he had through paper so that he could just see it's the same shot. You know, I didn't torque the bow or didn't do anything, but the shaft being a different thickness, the fletchings, different spines, spines, the whole nine yards. He's like, well, I didn't think it would make that big a deal. I said, there's the problem.
Right, lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. So, yeah, get your bows out. Get them.
Get them to the
doctor.
Of course, we'd love for you to bring them to Ace, but, you know, if it's not reasonable, if we're too far or whatnot, we can't, find you a local pro shop.
Right. They all know where we at.
181 South.
They all know where we at.
South Florida, Georgia.
But, you know, we want to support everybody. So support your local shop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Support your local range.
Yep.
You know?
Get you some nose scent before you go in the woods and, you know, checking trail cameras and putting out the SWI feed and using the cutty-back cameras. And
that's right. We
just throwing them all down.
What are you just doing that for?
I just dropped all the plugs in one line.
Make sure you get the last chance boat press to get everything tidied up.
Drawboard. Check the timing. Get the QAD or timed up, you know.
Goodness gracious.
Cam timing.
We just knocked them all out the park right then and
right then and there.
Where can they find us there, Robbie?
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs. What is interwebs. That? www.
Yes, one of those. Interweb.com.
GeorgiaArchery.com.
Interwebs.
They can find us on
Facebook, which is also on the interwebs.
Yep. And they can find us on
Twitter. Which you got to have interwebs to get to Twitter.
Yep. My Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Is my Wi-Fi not working?
Mine's working.
Oh, okay.
ChapSnap.
Really? What else?
Instagram. YouTube.
Yeah, make sure you go and find us on YouTube. Click the like
And subscribe button.
So that you can get, every time this goes out, it goes out. And you can find this in almost every podcast app
out there.
I have done some searching, and every time I do some searching, it shows up again.
I don't know how many listens we're at now, but it's a chunk. And we thank you, each and every one of you,
for it. Yes, we do. We appreciate everything.
We enjoy doing this. We may not have the most interesting topics, and we may not be the most interesting
people
host, but we enjoy doing it. It's fun.
We appreciate everybody listening.
Yep. And we've created a foundation,
hopefully
that is continuing to grow.
Yep.
Next year it should be really good.
Yep. Because we should be ahead of the game with everybody giving me the map so that people know where to find it. And the calendars, I've been adding dates as they've come through, so you can click on the George Archery calendar and you can see all the dates.
One spot to find all the information.
That's what we're trying to do. And if your information is not on there, it's not because we don't want it there. It's because I haven't seen it yet.
Yep.
So it means you have to get it to us. But yeah, that's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I am working on, let me tell you a secret. I'm working on something that so they can say, Alexa, play George Archery.
How cool is that?
So that, you know, because a lot of folks got that darn, if I say it again, she might start listening. All the people are playing it out loud in their house, and all of a sudden the thing goes, did you say something? You know, ding.
I need one of those. Yeah.
So
my house isn't that tech savvy yet.
But I don't have that brand. I have the Google brand.
Yeah.
And I have several of them.
Them things are cool.
They are. I have one in the bathroom so that I can listen to the news and listen to music while I'm brushing my teethies and everything, getting ready in the morning every day. And then I can play music through the whole house all timed together. So it's pretty cool. So that it feeds the same. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So
you can listen to Georgia Archer.
Yeah, I can listen to the kitchen. To the kitchen and not miss a step. And it'll actually play through the TV, too, because I have Chromecast on the TV. So it's pretty neat.
And if some of y'all out there have ideas, topics that you would like to hear mentioned.
Yep. You can always
holler at us.
Well, don't holler. You can type a message to us.
And don't forget to, you know, hashtag Georgia Archery and all your archery photos.
And all your archery photos. It's that time of year. Let's see some trail cam pictures of Georgia Archery.
Yeah.
Let's see the kill list.
I need to see the hit list. I need to take a day and go put some cameras up. I got a couple of places and
I want to see the hit list. Well, see, I got that new camera ain't put up yet.
I need one of those.
Oil, it's nothing but money.
I know, but I ain't got none.
Me neither.
Ain't I'm got broke none. Now.
I know how that works. But yeah, so that's where we're at. Everybody knows where we're at, where to find us. If you have information, you can always send us at georgiaarchery@gmail.com. You can email us, and we can get back to you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
On the World Wide Web, on the interweb.
Yep.
Worldwide interweb.
You got anything else, buddy?
No, man. I think we pretty much covered the weekend review.
Yeah, and you know,
it was a good weekend of archery.
You have a contest going.
Yeah.
That we're supposed to announce the winner of Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
So I'm just letting everybody know they got one final chance.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I can almost put my finger on which one won.
Probably. It's the only one I've seen.
Only one we've seen so far.
Yeah. Got to go back. I think it's podcast, what, 22?
Maybe.
To find out how to enter.
But the all I can say is mega, triple, crown.
Being worked on?
I'm hoping.
That'd be nice. That was a fun time back in the day.
We're, I'm working on some big plans. I've had some people ask about, since we do have a little bit of a following, that maybe we can try to, just what we talked about, intertwine some of the officers of some of the different state organizations and all sit down together and say, hey, what's going on? You know, just so that, and some of them may not know each other.
Right.
So at least they could at least meet each other.
Sure can't hurt.
Yep. So
certainly can't hurt nothing.
As far as I know, there's only one state championship left.
GAA.
GAA State Outdoor.
Mm-hmm. September.
So it's a 1440. You know what that means?
1440 hours.
Nah, but 144 hours.
Yeah.
Over a 2-day period at multiple different targets. 90 meters. 90 meters for the adults.
It's a long way.
Yep. So, well, I think we covered it all. I think we hit all our bases. We surely do appreciate everything.
Each and every one of y'all for sure. Couldn't do what we do without y'all.
That's right.
Don't forget the donate button. It's on the Facebook or on the website.
Yep.
The shirts and the marketplace.
Oh, yeah. We got some more shirts coming. I'm working on that as we speak.
I've seen several pictures of folks wearing
shirts. Oh, yeah. There was a gentleman. I didn't know who he was when I saw the picture. So mm-hmm. I was like,
I seen that.
I was like, who's that gentleman? But it didn't matter. We appreciate the support.
Absolutely.
So, and then the more you wear it, the more people ask questions and they're mm-hmm. going, where I can get one.
Mm-hmm.
So, we do appreciate it. But I guess that's it for now. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.